AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We may see police dash cam video today of a white officer in South Carolina shooting a black man 8 times in the back. Faden Santana, the man who took that video, says he gave it to Walter Scott's family because he knew the truth wouldn't come out if he didn't. The officer claims Scott tried to grab his stun gun, but Santana tells the Today Show the man never tried to grab the officer's taser.
No, he never grabbed the taser of the police. He never grabbed the taser.
Residents of North Charleston have been visiting the site where Walter Scott was shot dead. We found Robert McQueen there.
I'd hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. And just the way, just this plain, okay, had that kid not taken that video, that officer would be at work today.
Officer Michael Thomas Slager has been fired, and he's in jail without bond on murder charges. Strong storms are rumbling through the southern plains this morning, missing major population centers, but offering a little preview of some bad weather that could hit Chicago, Detroit, and other big cities in the Midwest later today. The Storm Prediction Center says 57 million Americans live in an area with an enhanced risk of hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes. More Americans applied for unemployment last week, but the number is still low, a positive sign, say analysts, after hiring slowed last month. We're hearing that Walgreens is going to close about 200 stores as it tries to save money. No word on which stores are going to close. Your Uncle Sam is advising you to wash your car if you live in any of those states where salt is used to melt snow and ice. Safety regulators say if you don't wash the underside of the car, the pipes that carry the brake fluid can rust. This is AP Radio News. Little Malia Obama is learning to drive. Yes, she's 16 already. Our Mark Smith at the White House says there's a particular challenge for Malia as she gets behind the wheel.
Some teens get lessons from mom and dad, others from a licensed instructor. But 16-year-old Malia Obama's dad hasn't been behind the wheel for a while, what with his Secret Service detail and all.
They don't let me drive much these days.
Which is why First Lady Michelle Obama's now revealed Malia's getting her driving instruction from the Secret Service. In an interview with talk show host Rachel Ray, Mrs. Obama says learning how to drive, even from elite bodyguards, helps Malia feel more like her teenage friends and gives her a sense of normalcy. Mark Smith at the White House.
CBS newsman Bob Schieffer is retiring. He's the host of Face the Nation, as you know. He will retire this summer at the age of 78, calling himself one of the luckiest people in the world. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.